Tournament will get underway today at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. They'll start with the bigger classes today. Class 5A action gets the day started at noon with a couple of matchups. Dowling Catholic facing Dubuque Hempstead and Bettendorf battling Iowa City West. Then at 2 o'clock this afternoon in Class 5A, Johnston will play Ankeny Centennial and Cedar Falls will face Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And once the 5A first round matchups are finished, they'll move out of the way, and in come the 4A matchups today as Harlan will face Pella. In a 4 o'clock matchup, Harlan, 35-5 on the season, will face a Pella squad that's 27-10 on the year. Also at 4 o'clock, West Delaware will play Western Dubuque. Then in the 6 o'clock matchups tonight, it'll be Marion facing Lewis Central, the Titans 32-5 on the season, facing a Marion squad that's 31-8. The other 6 o'clock match has Bishop Elon Catholic battling Waverly Shell Rock. Again, those matchups all going on up in Cedar Rapids today. Well, it's the most memorable victory during the Paul Rhodes era at Iowa State. On November 18th of 2011, the Cyclones stunned the second-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys 37-31 in double overtime and knocked the Cowboys out of a spot in the BCS title game. Oklahoma State returns to Jack Trice Stadium Saturday with a 9-0 record, a number 5 ranking, and fresh off a lopsided win over TCU that put them into the middle of the playoff hunt.
There's certainly a lot of similarities with the date of the game. With their high ranking and playoffs on the line for their football team, being at home, our group being in sort of a spoiler role, but we're also playing for something. We need 3 wins to get to the postseason, and this is the first of those 3, and it happens to be against a great football team in the process.
Well, that's Coach Rhodes, and he says this is a different Cyclone team, and of course a different challenge.
There are only 8 current members of our roster that were a part of that team in 2011. So, these guys don't really remember that game. They hear of it and so forth. Maybe some of them watched it on ESPN that night. But it's another opportunity for us in a season that's been full of top 10 and top 20 ranked football teams, and we're anxious for the challenge.
Yeah, Iowa State is 3-6 on the season, and 4 of those losses have come to teams ranked 13th or higher in the Associated Press poll.
Our kids haven't, shut down from that fact. You know, you'd think maybe you'd come in here one of these Mondays and they'd say, another top 5 team, why do we got to do this every week? But they haven't. They've come in with the attention to and the intent to learn and go secure victory.
Well, after shutting out Texas, the Cyclones were routed at Oklahoma 52-16, and Rhodes says that says more about the Sooners than their lack of consistency. Oklahoma State jumped into the national top 10 in the playoff discussion as they pounded previously undefeated TCU. Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy says the Cowboys, though, need to focus on their next challenge.
With our team, each week is a challenge, and I think that Iowa State, Coach Rhodes, has got them playing as good now as they have in a long time. They've been in every game. Even Saturday, the end result with the score at Oklahoma was a big margin, but the game didn't play out that way when you watch it on tape. So hopefully our players will see that and stay focused throughout the week.
One challenge the Cyclones will face, Oklahoma State sophomore quarterback Mason Rudolph, who's thrown for more than 2,800 yards and 17 touchdowns this season. Well, T.J. Barrett is once again the starting quarterback for number 2 Ohio State following a 1-game suspension. Coach Urban Meyer announced Barrett as the starter 2 days after backup Cardell Jones led the Buckeyes to a 28-14 win against Minnesota. Barrett was suspended by Meyer after the quarterback was cited for driving while impaired. Illinois has fired athletic director Mike Thomas as they prepare to release the final report from their investigation into mistreatment of football and women's basketball players. Interim Chancellor Barbara Wilson says the report found no wrongdoing by Thomas, but a change in leadership was needed. Thomas's firing follows allegations by former football, women's basketball, and women's soccer players that they were mistreated by coaches. Football coach Tim Beckman was fired over the allegations, and lawsuits filed by players in the other 2 sports are ongoing. It was a record-setting victory for Jay Cutler on Monday and a major sense of relief for the Chicago Bears following back-to-back losses. Cutler broke the Bears' all-time record for touchdown passes before Zach Miller made a one-handed grab of a 25-yard touchdown with 3:19 left in a 22-19 comeback win at San Diego. Cutler topped Sid Luckman's old club mark of 137 touchdown tosses by hitting Martellus Bennett for a one-yard score in the second quarter. The Chicago quarterback was 27 of 40 for 345 yards, one interception, and one lost fumble. Cutler didn't have a turnover in the second half as he helped the Bears improve to 3-5. Jeremy Langford carried 18 times for 72 yards and a touchdown as the Bears ended a two-game skid and dropped the Chargers to 2-7. Elsewhere around the league, Denver star cornerback Aqib Talib has been suspended for just one game without pay by the NFL for poking Colts tight end Dwayne Allen in his right eye in their loss to Indianapolis on Sunday. Talib said afterward he didn't intend to poke Allen, but was only trying to shove him away. Talib can appeal within 3 days. Minnesota Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater has passed his first post-concussion test. Coach Mike Zimmer says he believes Bridgewater will be good to go when the Vikings play at Oakland this weekend. St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Alex Reyes has been suspended for 50 games under baseball's minor league drug program following a second positive test for a drug of abuse. Reyes had been with the Surprise Cigarros of the Arizona Fall League and will miss the rest of the AFL season. The commissioner's office made that announcement on Monday. A 21-year-old right-hander, Reyes was 5-7 with a 2.49 ERA and 22 starts at rookie Class A and Double A this year. He struck out 151 in 101 in the third innings. There have been 95 suspensions this year under the minor league program, including 37 for drugs of abuse. Elsewhere in baseball news, Toronto Blue Jays third baseman Josh Donaldson has been voted the Major League Player of the Year and the AL Outstanding Player in the annual Players' Choice Awards. Washington slugging right fielder Bryce Harper was picked as the National League Outstanding Player. Baltimore outfielder Adam Jones won the Marvin Miller Man of the Year Award, given to a player who most inspires others through his efforts on and off the field. Houston ace Dallas Keuchel was voted the AL's Outstanding Pitcher, and Los Angeles Dodgers right-hander Zach Greinke was the NL's Outstanding Pitcher. Astros shortstop Carlos Correa and Chicago Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant were the top rookies, while Texas slugger Prince Fielder and New York Mets pitcher Matt Harvey were the top comeback players. That balloting was conducted in mid-September by the Major League Baseball Players Association. Two of the American League's top sluggers are recovering from surgery as Angels first baseman and designated hitter Albert Pujols underwent a procedure to repair the plantar plate in his right foot. The team announced that Pujols is expected to resume full baseball activities in 4.5 months, which would be in late spring training. The 35-year-old first baseman hit .244 with 40 homers and 95 RBIs this year and made the All-Star team for the 10th time. Also, Cleveland Indians outfielder Michael Brantley will likely miss the start of next season. The team says Cleveland's best all-around player won't be ready for game activity for 5 to 6 months after undergoing surgery to repair a torn right labrum. Ken Griffey Jr. and Trevor Hoffman are among 15 newcomers on this year's Hall of Fame ballot. Griffey was a unanimous pick for the 1997 AL MVP Award. He's a 13-time All-Star and a 10-time Gold Glove winner who is sixth on the career list with 630 home runs. Hoffman is a 7-time All-Star who held the all-time record of 601 saves until it was topped by Mariano Rivera's 652. A vote of at least 75% from the Baseball Writers Association of America is needed for election. Those results will be announced on January 6th. And Iowa State senior George Niang has been named an Associated Press preseason All-American, announced Monday by the organization. Also on the team are Kyle Wilcher of Gonzaga, Buddy Hield of Oklahoma, Chris Dunn of Providence, and Ben Simmons of LSU. The Cyclone forward is the school's first preseason All-American since Jamal Tinsley in 2000. Niang, a Massachusetts native, earned a spot on the top team after averaging 15.3 points and 5.4 rebounds, along with 3.4 assists last season. He was one of just two players in the nation, 6'8" or taller, to average at least 15 points and 3 assists in the 2014-15 season. Niang enters his final season as a Cyclone with 1,510 career points. That's fifth among active Division I players. He's the only player nationally with 1,500 points, 450 rebounds, and 300 assists, earning All-America honors from the Associated Press and the National Association of Basketball Coaches last season. Niang had 11 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists in 23 minutes in Iowa State's exhibition win against Grand Valley State. The Cyclones open up the regular season Friday against Colorado in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's Check of Sports this hour. Brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.